100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time to reveal what you guys came up with for the weekly challenge, where I pick a topic, or in this case, pick two, and, well, you pick two, and out of a list. Here, let me read out the list of topics for this week. Hold on. I'm going to click here and there. And panel, acid, Blaine, current, coma, stink, taste. What can you put together with all of those? Well, this is what you can put together.
Hello, night people. Tom here. They just turned on winter in California. 36 degrees. It is cold. But I have a story for you this evening. It's called, Can You See the Real Me, Doctor? My doctor worries way too much about my state of health. What's a little blood in the urine? High triple digits on most lab tests? Ha! What I find of concern is the acid taste in my mouth after intermittent comas, somewhere between citrus and sea salt battery. What's that all about? Sorry, I blinked out for a second. What day is this? Oh yeah, Thanksgiving. Yes, I'm thankful for my outgoing health. Wait, that's ongoing. At least it wasn't a stroke or cardiac infraction. Now that would be some major messed up action. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 710, with a Pick 2 Challenge. NaNoWriMo ends today, and I got about 51,000 words, so I completed it. Just have to finish the story now. Should take me another couple years to do that. Anyway, here's my story. After a quick flight around the neighborhood, Bilbert and Linoli Amanda touched down behind a panel van two doors down from her house. He walked her to her door. Linoli Amanda's father opened the door. His normal acid glare burned through Bilbert. What are you doing back so soon? Linoli Amanda took Bilbert's hand and pulled him in.
There was a fire, she said, sniffing the air. What's cooking? Brussels sprout casserole, her mother called from the kitchen.
Bilbert wondered if the taste was as bad as the stink. Her father asked, You're telling me you walked home from the dance? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
My latest date turned out to be a complete jerk. Too tight to pay for a restaurant meal. He insisted I should cook for him, and also to see how I compared to his mother's kitchen skills. He also bragged constantly about his manliness and how he wanted to taste the hottest chili I could make. So, I threw in a dozen scotch bonnets and a handful of ghost chilies, then watched him suffer. After just a few mouthfuls, he was more than ready for a helping of battery acid sorbet. I always keep a tub handy, just in case.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The stage was set. The jury was ready. The music chosen. He still felt the taste of her mouth. He cast a furtive glance at her. She ignored him. They danced, and they won. He still felt her body pressed against his. The applause died down as they waved to the audience, and she hurried away. He could still feel the shape of her hand in his. The recollection of her smile was vague, though, so vague. She was now a body, fallen into a deep slumber. The stage was set. The jury was ready. But there was no music. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Two Rubbers All You Know here, with a story on the words taste and current. "Show me the taste of enlightenment," said the master. A student stood, bowed, and began, "Thus have I heard." The master immediately thwacked him with a stick. The student sat back down. Another stood, bowed, and said, "Enlightenment is the current that flows through all being." The master gestured as if to fill his hand from this current. The student took the hint and sat down. "Show me the taste of enlightenment," the master repeated. I stood and drew from my robes a bottle of 40-year-old Lefroig. I bowed and humbly presented it to the master. The master was pleased.
Morning, Richard here, and for my pick two story I've chosen Coma and Current. The story's called Medic. I was beginning to have grave doubts about the doctor assigned to grandfather's care. My suspicions were aroused when he plugged the stethoscope into Grandad's ears and shouted, "Wake up!" into the other end. Then he seemed to have no idea which way round to insert the thermometer. It was when he said, "To wake a coma patient, we need to administer a strong electric current," then grabbed the paddles and placed them against my grandfather's head, that I panicked and wrestled him to the ground. Whose idea was it to put the coma ward next to the psychiatric unit anyway? Job done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Every year, the coaches or journalist panels rank the Texas A&M football team in the top 25 teams. And every year, the Aggies beat small, wimpy schools that get beaten by the other ranked teams, and they drop in the polls until they fall out of the top 25 teams. The next year, they start off in the top 25 teams again, and fall quickly again, year after year. Pathetic. Eventually, the pollsters figured out a solution to correct the problem. Anyone who ranked Texas A&M had their ballots shredded. Much more humane than shredding the coaches and journalists themselves.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topics. I hope you enjoyed all of them. I sure did. If you want to go back and read or whatever all the text of the stories, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And if it's been a while since this was published, you can go through the archives. That's all there. Links to people's websites that they gave me that I remember to link. The next topic is sassy, so give it a try. The instructions are up on the site. Just go one a day until the day I die.com and click on weekly challenge. And the instructions are all there. We're heading to the end of the year. I have set dates for the next year's topics, so you can look and, oh my God, that's going to be... So let that stuff go mulling around in the back of your mind. And I will see you next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.